Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta and NFL officials passed the ball to Miami today. Following Super Bowl 53, GPB's Russ Terrell has more.
Mass exodus Monday played out as expected, with wait lines at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport exceeding an hour. But for Atlanta, it signaled the end of a 10-day Super Bowl experience. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell offered his praises for the city's hosting.
The city of Atlanta, they did a remarkable job. The week was spectacular. Everything went as planned. And we were just thrilled with the week and just truly grateful for your Southern hospitality.
That was due in large part to the 10,000 volunteers tasked with helping fans and visitors navigate around Super Bowl festivities. Though there were no major events that require law enforcement to intervene, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields says if the Super Bowl returns, she wants it to be more pedestrian friendly.
One of the things I would like to have done is I felt as though we should have had a larger pedestrian corridor and that COP should have had no vehicles.
Shields says the NFL wanted to keep some of the roads around Centennial Olympic Park open to vehicles, but sidewalks could not accommodate the number of people walking there for free concerts. Now that it's over, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was full of thanks.
We're grateful that you chose Atlanta, and we are grateful that it will not be here next year. Thank you.
Super Bowl 54 will be in South Beach, marking the 11th time Miami has been selected as a host and the first since 2010. And as Atlanta returns to business as usual, Miami is officially on the clock. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The day before the Super Bowl, nearly 100,000 more people took MARTA compared to ridership during the Peachtree Road Race. That's according to the Transit Authority CEO Jeffrey Parker.
We carried a ton of people, and people voted with their feet, and I think that tells me that we were tremendously successful.
During last year's college football national championship, some people waited hours to board trains after the game. That was not the case yesterday. Parker says their 2 years of preparation for the Super Bowl paid off. As for air travel in Atlanta, the city can no longer claim to have the busiest airport in the U.S. O'Hare International Airport in Chicago surpassed Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport as the busiest airport last year. This is the first time in 4 years Chicago outranked Atlanta. The Federal Aviation Administration released data today. It shows O'Hare had more than 903,000 arrivals and departures during 2018. Atlanta's airport had 895,000 arrivals and departures. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.